You're here at healthradio.fm at the Health Show, and I'm with the Lloyd James booth, which is you're a food broker, but you only broker health and wellness foods, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. We like to focus on organic, vegan, and raw foods, and we really believe that healthy snacking is a really important thing. If you look at Canadian snack trends, 50% of them are eating snack foods now 50% of the time. So that's a big change, and the brands that we have here today are really healthy, super clean, simple ingredients, and they taste great.
So people are snacking more than they are eating?
Yeah, the traditional meal, so the three daily, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner is really changing, and now snacking is becoming a bigger part of people's lives as they're busier and kids and activities, etc.
I'm a snacker. I've always been a snacker. Let's talk about, what's your first product?
So our first product is raw foods based out of Toronto, Ontario, and it was started by two nutritionists, Michelle and Cher, and it's a really cool sauce. Their latest innovation is a vegan cheese sauce, which is 100% plant-based cheese sauce. So we have two SKUs that we're trying today, or two flavors. We have a chipotle and we have a regular. The really cool thing about this product is, like I said, it's 100% plant-based, organic, soy-free, nut-free, and it tastes really good.
Well, what is in it then, if it's soy-free, nut-free, everything-free?
Yeah, great question. So the main ingredients are hemp and extra virgin olive oil with some nutritional yeast.
Yum.
Awesome. So it's a really cool product, and it's kind of like a cheat cheese sauce.
So if I wasn't a vegan, and I wasn't following necessarily a certain type of a diet, I would have this and eat it because why? Let's talk about hemp.
I think, you know, you get the protein aspect from the hemp. I think it gives the product a lot of density. I really personally enjoy this product on top of nachos. Just a little bit hot because I'm not a raw vegan, so it's okay for me to heat it up. But a lot of raw vegans will use it as a dip, or perhaps, to be really creative, a cauliflower crust pizza. Could you imagine?
Ooh, that would be really good.
Be fabulous.
Okay, what's the next one?
So our next line, and this is Raw Foods Original, which is their dressing. So their thought here is comfort foods that you would typically enjoy, but really healthy, raw, oils not processed at all. So if you look at the ingredient deck, from French fusion to purely poppy to Japanese joy, glorious Greek, Italian idol, Caesar serenity, ranch revival, really popular flavors, and they also have a superfood element to each one. So, for example, if you're to look at Caesar Serenity, it has hemp seeds. Ranch Revival has dulse, which is a type of seaweed and nutritional yeast.
So if I'm looking at a dressing that is raw, it means it's not cooked. What are you using to keep it as far as preservatives?
So there is a shelf life, and it has to be refrigerated. So it has about 10 months, but it's basically there's no preservatives. I mean, it's a super clean deck. If you look, extra virgin olive oil, apple cider vinegar, filtered water, coconut sugar, unhulled sesame seeds, goji berries, onion powder.
Goji berries are my new favorite thing.
Absolutely.
Let's move down to the next one. I'll try that one in a bit. I bet you it tastes good. This one is Cheeky Monkey. Hello.
Yeah, so Cheeky Monkey is really cool. It is a peanut butter puff. So most people think of cheese puffs, but no, this has peanut butter. And if you look at the peanut butter category, it's a really fast-moving category from butters to any type of peanut butter product right now. And this one's just really unique and really cool.
I'm thinking I'm going to be trying a cheese puff, and it's full-blown peanut butter.
Yes.
That's so good. Let's talk about the benefits of peanut butter.
For me, it's really about the protein again, and I think, you know, people are looking for protein in all parts of their diet and to supplement with protein. So I eat Cheeky Monkey for the protein aspect.
I think if you don't have any allergies to peanut butter, it certainly is super fantastic. Next product you have here is?
So this is Wonderfully Raw, based out of Watsonville, California, and they originally started with parsnip chips and Brussels bites. So Brussels bites and parsnip chips are a mix of coconut, Brussels sprouts, and also pumpkin seeds. So this is a raw, organic, gluten-free, non-GMO vegan product as well. Same thing, super clean deck, and that's the theme throughout all these brands here today.
This one has Brussels sprouts, raw cashews, raw pumpkin seeds, kale, tamarind. It goes on and on. It's totally loaded with a ton of good stuff. How do they keep it all together?
Yeah, great question. It was chef-inspired. So, I mean, you're looking at flavors that range from tamarind apple crunch, Brussels sprouts, all the way to chipotle lime cilantro and a cheesy herb. So really chef-inspired, excellent flavors.
And last but not least.
Last but not least, this is everyone's favorite of the show today for sure. It is called Coco Roon. So Coco Roon is a raw vegan macaroon. And unlike other products in the market, it's sweetened with unfiltered maple syrup, which is a big thing right now in terms of the sweetener debate. Stevia versus maple syrup versus agave.
And why is this so incredibly delicious and good for me?
You know, it's a really nice indulgent treat. And I think if you were to have something nice after dinner, perhaps something that is raw and really unfiltered is the way to go. So I love it. And the taste is just phenomenal.
Is it a phase, do you think, raw? I mean, everything that you've shown us here today is raw foods. Why is raw so popular? And do you think it's going to stick or go away?
I think raw is really popular just because it's clean. People know what they're getting. It's back to nature. It's natural. It's kind of from the earth. Nothing processed, nothing added, not heated. And people feel really good about eating it.
It's like you're eating something that's sort of like, not alive, because that sounds kind of creepy. And do you know what I mean, though? It's like you're not baking it, changing the form. You can eat these products that you've given here today and know, you can almost sort of break down the different products that you're eating within the food.
Yeah, correct. So to answer your question, I think raw is here to stay. And I think based on this show and a lot of the markets, the whole raw category is really growing and expanding. And it's critical that products that come out under the raw category taste good first and foremost. Because if it doesn't taste good, you're going to eliminate a whole set of the market.
Tastes good, but you look at, say, gluten-free, for example, and I always bring this up on my show. Sure, a lot of gluten-free products taste good because they're loaded in fat and they're super high in sugar, and I think that if you have the right balance of a gluten-free product that's really actually good for you or a raw product that's, you know, not hiding under the umbrella of false fats or sugars, then it truly is a good product. Where do you see yourself going with new products?
It's really about talking to customers, asking people, hey, what do you want? My focus really is on the snack food category because, again, that's where the growth is happening. So it's about monitoring trends, looking down south and looking around the world in terms of what's happening. And also locally, too. There's a lot of great local food manufacturers out here and really helping and developing them to get into retailers like Choices, Spud, Whole Foods, Palm, Fresh Street Market, the people that really support them.
Palm is a supporter of all of my shows, so I give them an extra plug. So if you want to go to Palm, and of course all the other stores as well, to try the products, if people want to get more information on the different products, what is your website?
So my website is lloydjames.ca, and you'll find all the links to these products on there.
LLOYDJAMES.ca. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you very much.